There is a revolution underway, one that will change the way people define the role of business. There is a revolution underway that will undermine billion-dollar companies if they don't respond to it, and make niche companies that embrace it enormously valuable. There is a revolution underway that will transform our reasons for buying products and services. This revolution will be more influential than the quality revolution of the 1970s or the internet revolution of the 1990s. There is a revolution underway that will rival compensation and benefits as the primary reason to take a job. If you're not paying attention to this revolution, you and your company may be running out of time to participate and thrive in the post-revolutionary era. The responsibility revolution has arrived. It demands that companies make a difference to society, not just indirectly by producing jobs and profits, but directly through their products, through their manufacturing methods and operational systems, through their environmental efforts and community outreach. The consumers and customers leading this revolution will screen your company to see if it's socially responsible. Then, and only then, will they reward it with their loyalty. The responsibility revolution represents a new consciousness among consumers concerning why we buy or don't buy, what we use or don't use. We want to make a positive difference with our wallets and through our actions to make the world a better place. There is also a new consciousness among employees. We want to find greater meaning in our lives through our work. We want to be associated with companies that practice good corporate citizenship. There is a new consciousness among investors as well. We want to shape the future by putting our money into companies that match our social values. Consumers, employees, and investors are changing business. They expect the companies with which they do business to join them in taking responsibility for the planet on which we all live, and for giving back to the larger world. This is not a revolution that can be ignored. It will not go away. If your business isn't socially responsible in the future, the forces of good will ride into the market like the cavalry, surround it, and choke off your supply lines. If you work in a company that is not socially responsible, whether it is a Fortune 500 company or a mom-and-pop operation, it will feel the impact on its profits and revenues, and your colleagues could lose their jobs as the company buckles under the weight of this new paradigm. You don't believe me? Consider this. Today, 65% of Americans are willing to switch to a brand associated with the good cause if price and quality are relatively equal. And 66% participate in at least one social cause-generated boycott each year. And with each passing year, the percentage grows. In a recent study by the global consultancy The Work Foundation, 10% of young job seekers identified themselves as ethical enthusiasts, more concerned about the ecological values of their potential employer than they are about starting take-home pay. One-third of these job seekers will be looking for a new position soon because they feel their employer's contribution to the community is below par. Two-thirds of this year's college graduates claim they will not work for a company with a poor reputation for social responsibility. Even more like-minded individuals will hit the workforce in 2010. In a 2006 study of 14 to 18-year-olds commissioned by ad agency Energy BBDO, 78% said money was less important to them than personal fulfillment. They went on to work for companies that promote equality, a green environment, and social responsibility. For them, purpose trumps paycheck. Need more evidence? Socially responsible investments, SRIs, mutual funds that screen companies for their contributions to society, rose 258% in the last 10 years, a return on investment that beats the market by more than 15%. SRIs have grown in volume from $235 billion in 1995 to $2.3 trillion in 2005, which is twice the amount of money that came together a decade ago to fund the dot-com revolution. Financial analysts are starting to factor in the long-term risks of a company that pollutes, treats its workers poorly, or ignores the communities in which it operates, even if these companies are swimming in profits today. Do you want to be part of a great company? If so, you need to understand that great is getting an extreme makeover. Today, good is the new great. A good company is one whose mission is to improve the lives of everyone in its footprint: employees, suppliers, customers, supporting communities, and the planet. Customers, workers, and investors are flipping the basic charter for business on its head. Making money, producing profits, paying taxes, and providing employment opportunity are not enough. Companies now must directly improve the world around them. Adding value to employees, the community, and the planet will be critical in the 21st century. A landmark study by business consultants McKinsey & Company, The War for Talent, claims that the recruitment and retention of talent in management and leadership positions will be the key to maintaining a competitive advantage in the future. Businesses are chasing too few dollars with too many products, according to research from industries as diverse as retail to high technology. There is a war raging for customers and their loyalty. This war will determine which companies will prosper in the future and which companies will be running on fumes. As Wall Street recognizes, market valuation and the ability to raise investment capital are the keys to expansion. The battle for investment dollars is fierce. Without the oxygen of fresh capital and loyal investors, new companies cannot grow and mature companies cannot compete.